USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing a visit to the Middle East, where he's reassuring allies about the Trump administration's recent announcement that U.S. troops are being withdrawn from Syria. That withdrawal has begun today. He spoke yesterday about the need for a political resolution in Syria and says the U.S. will work to get other countries in the region to the negotiation table.
We are very hopeful that we will get the bad actors in the region, the Russians and the Iranians, to come to the table, along with the regime and all the other stakeholders in there, to come to the table and have conversations about what a post-civil war political structure might look like in Syria.
He spoke to Fox News. Today's the first time government workers won't be getting paychecks since the partial shutdown began. The president's still considering declaring a national emergency to get...
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing a loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Missing since mid-October, a Wisconsin teen who hasn't been seen or heard from since her parents were murdered has been found alive. Jamie Kloss apparently managed to escape from a captor and sought help from a woman out for a walk. Here's the 911 call made by that woman.
Our neighbor came up to our door with her big dog, and she kind of flung the door open and said, "Call 911. This is Jamie Kloss."
Authorities took a suspect into custody a short time later, but no details have been released yet about the case. There is a news conference expected later today. The search for a gunman who killed a police officer in Northern California is over. He was found dead inside a home in Davis of what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound just hours after he allegedly opened fire on an officer who was responding to a three-vehicle crash in the downtown area last night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Money meant for the Army Corps of Engineers could be used to build the border wall that President Trump wants if, in fact, he declares a national emergency. Reports are the president's been briefed on ways he could get funding for the wall without the approval of Congress. The plan would divert money that would otherwise be used for Army Corps projects across the nation. And those include rebuilding storm-damaged parts of Puerto Rico and flood protection projects in California. Several $1 billion in funding for a border barrier at the center of that continued government shutdown, which is into its 20th day. AT&T will stop selling customers' location data to third-party tracking services. The announcement comes after senators were asking the FCC to investigate whether the sales violated people's privacy. Mobile carriers, including AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile, have sold location data for legitimate services like fraud prevention and emergency roadside assistance, but data buyers often abuse the practice to then track people. AT&T will end all location data services by March, when T-Mobile says it will also be ending the practice. And reports are Cadillac plans to roll out an electric vehicle that will go up against Tesla. GM is expected to break the news during an update for investors today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.